Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House. I'm Marissa Kleiss with Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro Eastside.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And we want to remind you, this is a live call-in show. You can reach us at 866-712-1300. We'd love to get our second caller ever today, if possible.
Hey, we've had calls before, but some of them have been a little bit on the crazy side. So, you know, but if you've got a question for us that has to do with finance or homes or Puget Sound Energy, any of our guests here, yeah, give us a ring. We are here live and love to talk with you.
We'd love that, yes.
All right. So we're back with Puget Sound Energy. We have our expert panel here. We have Rem Husted, who handles the residential side. We have Jessica Raker, who handles the commercial side. And we have Tyler, otherwise known as Kyle O'Farrell, who handles the renewable side. So, so Jessica, on the commercial side, a couple breaks ago, you mentioned that you're handling the building side of it, and that there's you were talking about working with the different buildings, and there's you know, trying to give them incentives, and both looking at the building, and you also mentioned training or a little bit of is this like you're out there with sticks? Hey, turn that light off, and you know, whacking them on the head, or how you doing?
Yes,
that?
We have a large staff of literally a large staff yeah. that we take with us to hit people who aren't turning out their lights at
Perfect.
Work.
Perfect. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
But you know, one of the we focus a lot on providing incentives for efficient equipment. But we also want to encourage people to use that equipment in an efficient manner and to use their buildings in the way that will provide them with a comfortable atmosphere and also reduce energy waste. So
sure.
The figure we use is that in commercial buildings, about 30% of the energy consumed does not need to be consumed. So that's
that high.
Wow. That high. And that's a pretty solid hit to the bottom line of any company.
Of course.
So I'm in here and I noticed that it's pretty bright in here.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if you need all these lights.
No,
and
we probably.
I'm wondering if those are energy efficient LEDs.
Okay.
I do see that.
Nobody
I do
move,
see...
and they'll shut off all by themselves.
I do see across the hallway that the lights are off, so
yeah.
That's great. You guys are doing a fabulous job.
Oh, good.
You know, we want to encourage people to do that. One of our recent programs is called Urban Smart Bellevue, and we're targeting the downtown Bellevue core. We're trying to work with as many businesses in that core as possible to get building owners, property managers, tenants, and building occupants all engaged in reducing energy consumption through low-cost, no-cost methods. So turning out lights, taking the stairs instead of the elevator. Let's see, what else? You know, making sure that the set points in the building, so are you heating your building to 74 degrees? Maybe you shouldn't do that. Maybe we should, you know, think back to Jimmy Carter, put on our sweaters and heat to about 65, 68. In the summer, are you cooling too much? Does the building turn off when everybody leaves? All of that kind of opportunity could really cut down consumption. We're thinking in the downtown core of Bellevue, just taking those little steps could save about 5% of the energy use in the downtown core, which is equivalent to about 16 commercial buildings.
Wow, that's a ton. And these are simple things. What about the blinds? You know, we get these hot days, hot mornings. I know my office, if I don't have the blinds down, man, oh man, I'll just cook in there.
Exactly.
So that sort of thing is going to make a
totally.
Difference.
It's you know, smart people in smart buildings. That's going to save a lot of energy. So if the sun's shining in, then close those blinds on the weekend. If you're not here, keep the blinds closed so that there's not too much sun coming in and turning on the air conditioning. There's all kinds of little things like that we can do. So we've been undertaking some energy treasure hunts with Urban Smart Bellevue, which is pretty fun. We went through Bellevue City Hall, and they've been working with us on various energy efficiency programs for several years now, and we still found things. We found some copiers that were staying on far longer than they needed to, and some areas where there was some case lighting that could potentially be turned off. So really, it's all about just being aware of your energy consumption and taking small steps.
Is that something that, and I know that just even a computer monitor being left on. I suppose it's a small in itself, but all that really, really adds up. And you're saying up to 5%.
Absolutely.
So a business owner could save some serious, serious money by just being a little bit better about that. What are some bigger measures that your group, are you involved in like the LEED program and that sort of a thing?
Sure. We pay specifically for measures that are going to save energy. We provide incentives for those. So we don't support financially LEED if a building is trying to become LEED certified, but what they're doing to become LEED certified is generally saving energy, and we would provide incentives for that as well. And so we have rebates. So if you're in a building that has a rooftop HVAC unit, something like that, that's a popular rebate to get an efficient mm-hmm. unit up there.
Sure.
And one of the areas of interest these days is really all about data. Everyone's interested in data. So now we're talking about data in commercial buildings. So most buildings have building automation systems that are controlling a lot of the equipment in the building. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those are pretty old. You've got like an old DOS computer sitting in a closet somewhere. Now there's these new systems that can really take a close look at where the building is using energy and make sure that everything is tightly scheduled and working as well as possible. And PSE can help provide data so that you can take a closer look at when your building's turning on, when it's turning off, what's going on weekends. So we are entering the big data world. It's pretty exciting.
Got it. So you're going to be able to much more closely manage everything. And you mentioned elevators also. Last week we had a gentleman on from Otis. That wasn't his real job.
That was his real job.
Yeah, we weren't talking about his real job, but even now, you know, you punch the button of the floor you want to go to before you walk in the elevator, and then it's going to figure out the most efficient elevator for you to get in. I can only imagine things like that, how much money that's actually saving. Plus time and everything. Don't end up on the milk run, you know, going stopping on every floor. So good. What other cool things you got going on the commercial side?
Let's see. I'm trying to think. So really, our philosophy is that if you have a project that's going to save energy, we can provide you with an incentive, hopefully. So we do a lot of custom projects. So this is when you're not buying equipment that's just out of the box, and it really has to be customized for a building or for a campus. And we have engineers on staff who will work with contractors and customers to do a calculation of exactly how much energy that's going to save. And then we provide incentives up to 70% of the cost of those energy efficiency measures.
Crying out loud.
Yeah.
So, okay, so it would really behoove me if I own a building, I should get with you guys and
absolutely
have your engineers come hang with me, and we'll figure out what to do. So
absolutely. And new construction as well. Because when you're building a building, is a great time to make sure that it's going to be as efficient as possible. So we have incentives for making sure that you are speccing out the most efficient equipment that you possibly can.
How's that? You know, if you compare the cost versus the benefit, you know, if you're either you know, redoing a building or building new, is it affordable? Like, what's your sort of your break even periods for something like that?
That varies so much project mm-hmm. to project. You know, if you're looking at the low cost, no cost projects, it can be less than a year. If you're looking at some of the more expensive projects that are going to involve integration of many systems, the payback can be, you know, 10 to 15 years. So I don't think I can give a general
answer.
Sure.
Okay. That's fair. So if a business owner wants to have their business audited, how do they reach you?
So the best thing to do if you have an idea for how to save energy in your building would be to go to our website, pse.com, and the Energy Savings Center has a great page with lots of icons. So if you want to save, if your idea is about saving heating or cooling energy, mm-hmm. there's a button for that,
okay.
An icon. Same with if you're looking at energy management, or if you're in the hospitality sector or the restaurant sector, we have special rebates for those specific sectors as well.
Interesting. So, boy, lots of rebates, lots of free stuff today. Any free light bulbs for the commercial end?
Oh, totally.
Yeah?
Of course. Sweet.
Okay.
I've got 5 in my pocket.
Yeah. I was expecting like some
goodie
cool
bags,
like
yeah.
early gigs or something is you know, and nothing. Yeah, you know, we came in, you know, we gave you water. You know,
yeah.
Even those are little baby bottles, all right. So those are
I tried to bring in a rooftop unit, but it wouldn't fit in through the
that
door.
That would have been cool. Oh, I actually saw one getting installed over the weekend, and I was sort of fascinated with that. That thing is, you know, the size of a small house, you know, going on the top of a building. So that'd be kind of fun to be involved in. So, well, excellent. So good things going on the commercial side. And then we, of course, saved best for last. So Tyler.
Coming up.
Yeah. Tell us about the renewables. What does that mean?
Sure. So it means there's a lot that goes into it. I would say, first off, that, you know, Puget Sound Energy, I think Rem, Jessica, and myself can all agree that the cheapest form of energy efficiency is conservation. So I feel like I spend half of my life chasing my kids around, turning off lights that have been left on in their house.
And I need a toilet flusher too. Yeah, come to think
so,
of it.
So, you know, and there's a lot of really good energy efficiency programs that we just heard. And, you know, all these rebates that, you know, we talk about on the commercial and residential side, a lot of those can add up to one day making a big purchase, and that would be to purchase your own energy source that you can place at your home. Start having Puget Sound Energy write you checks for the energy that you produce, and also earning kilowatt hour for kilowatt hour credits. So there's a lot that goes into our renewable energy programs. We've got a nice little suite that can match up to a couple customers' demands. So happy to talk about those.
Definitely. Yeah. Tell us.
Oh, so, yeah. So
how does PSE kind of fit in with that? Because I know there's private vendors that can help you with solar systems. So you're involved in that as well.
Yeah. So that's under my umbrella. I don't specifically work on that program. But, you know, my colleagues, CJ, Melissa, and Heather, they are part of that program. We have a contractor alliance network that our renewables group is a part of. So if a customer calls in and is interested in installing a solar photovoltaic system on their roof, they can contact our energy advisors, and they'll put them in touch with a contractor, and they'll go through all the process, permitting that's associated with it.
Mm-hmm.
They'll do an energy analysis, figure out, you know, what how much energy do you use on an annual basis, and what size system do you have? So we can price that out as well.
I'd love to learn more about that. Hold that thought.
We'll do.
When we come back, we're going to have more on photovoltaic systems, apparently. So stay tuned for Open House with Team Reba.
Open House has open phone lines. Give us a call at 866-712-1300.